Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shir. This B'siyata D'Shmaya is the fifth shir. Rambam Hilchos Mamrim Perek Hey Halacha Aleph. The Yesod HaDvarim that we have seen is, and Baruch Hashem, we've seen a lot, this is the fifth shir, Baruch Hashem, that the Isser of Klala, that the Torah tells us one is not allowed to curse one's parents, is a independent Isser. It isn't subsumed under the general Isser of cursing another Jew. Nasi Bam Chalosar is one Pasuk. Another Pasuk is not to be Makal Lecheresh. So those are general Isserim, not to curse another Jew. And we can use those as a lav. Einon Shem Ken Mazhirin. But once we have this particular Pasuk that tells us not to curse one's parents, and if one does, one is chayv misa. Memela, according to the Rambam, it takes on a life of its own, and it's its own lav, and it's counted separately in the minyan hamitzvahs, and it's its own category, and it's referring only to a son of a father. It's not a general isser to Jews. It's only to a son of a father, as we explained at length. That if it's not a son to a father, it's not just a lack of a hechatimsi. The lav doesn't start in the first place. Like it's like this isser for kohanim. If you're a Yisrael, it's not just that you lack a hechatimsi. It's that isser d'abchal doesn't apply to you. So here, it's etzem hagdaras ha'isser. It's a very definition. It's a built-in definition to the isser that it's a son to a father, and it's not a general isser on Jews that a son shouldn't curse a parent. It's a specific isser to a son, not to curse a parent. Therefore, it gets its own onish. And it's its own lav. Chayav Adam Loimar B'Loshen Rabu K'Loshen Rabbeinu Shekani Eshein Asara Lehedi Ela Mitoch Onish Nemra. Here there's no specific Azhara, explicit Azhara. The Azhara is learned from the Onish. Again, there is an Azhara to be Mekayim Enosh Mekayim Masirin. But afterwards, the Azhara is learned from the Onish, and it takes a life of its own. So that means Shalechatchila Nemra Azhara Lo Lekol Yisrael. Shebetorat Yisrael ne'amra la mitzvot ha-Torah gam kolim she'asu or lo asu ta mitzvah. It isn't like mitzvah given to the Jewish people, but even before they do or don't do it, the mitzvah is told to them as Jews. And then ne'amra levar be'onesh she'perusho be'ish misuyam hazeh. It was said in the onesh, and an onesh is given to a specific person. She'be'ish misuyam hazeh she'asad davar kazeh she'alav yeshna asara. It's only relating to this specific person who would receive the onesh, i.e. the son to a father. And therefore the Azhar is only for this person who has this Metzius, on which the Onish in the Torah is said. In other words, the son of a father and a mother. And that's why it had to say Ish Ki Yakalel, because referring to a specific Ish, this person who's getting the punishment, and it's not a generic Isser on all Jews. That it's telling you they're not about to curse their parents. It's telling you, no, this specific son to his father. Person who's getting this onesh of Misa is not allowed to curse his father. He also has an Azhara. So it's not the Stama Lekol Yisrael. And that's again why it had to say Ish, because it's referring to a specific person, this specific person who's getting this onesh. And not a general Isser on all Jews. Okay, so again, and with that yisod, we, Baruch Hashem, really were able to answer a lot of kashas. In the previous year, we yashiv a Magid Mishnah, a number of Magid Mishnahs. So now we're going to go weiter. We can say now as follows. Mikevan sha'yisur kan, eno kishar yisurim shenamru mitzad shem Yisrael. This Isser wasn't said mitzad the shem Yisrael, and therefore said to all the Jewish people. It's given dafke that's his son. He has a shem ben. Because he is a shem ben, he has this Isser. Not a general Isser, not an algamine Isser, lo Isser klali, el Isser pratit specifi, lo to shem ben, that's getting the onish when he does this aveir. So therefore we would have a havamina, she'ein bezet haklal she'namar bi Yisurei ve'onshei Yisrael, tebay b'hu shnei edim v'hatra'ah. אלא ראי זה כגדר איסורי בני נוח שנהרג בעד אחד ואין צריך התראה. So therefore you would think that they don't have the klal in Isurei Anshei Yisrael, you need two edim. What was our kasha? We had a kasha in the first shiur. Why does the Rambam here say that you need two edim, tzarech edim ha'asroi, pashut tzarech edim ha'asroi. Lama shelo yitzdohu edim ha'asroi. Ze pashut. אז התשובה היא שמכיוון שזה זה, 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 זה סוג בפני עצמו של איסור, wasn't said generally to the Jewish people. When it's said generally to the Jewish people, it's pashut that you need edim and hasura. But here's a unique iser. It was only said klapi, ben klapi aviv. אז תלכה דייתר שם בזה את הכלל שנאמר ביסורי בן שי ישראל שצריך שני עדים בהתראה, אלא ראי זה כגדר איסורי בני נוח. So this isn't a classical iser said to Jews. So you would think that it has a gather of Isurei B'nai Noach שנהרג בעד אחד ואין צריך התראה. We know that a Ben Noach is killed even based on the testimony of one witness and no Hasura is necessary, like we see in the Gemara in Sanhedrin 56b. אין שם בגמרא שיש צד שבמרן הצטבו על הדינים של עדה, עדים והתראה דלקה בבני נוח. This is sound in the Gemara that in Mara they were already commanded about dinim. What dinim? That you need a Sanhedrin, and you need Edim, and you need a Hasura, that doesn't apply to Bnei Noach. See, here also you would say that this wasn't a general issue said to the Jewish people, so it doesn't apply to Bnei Noach. Peish lomar shetzivui zeh sheya b'mara inoel leklapei adinim haklalim shebiyisrael. So these dinim that were given in Mara were... are not vis-a-vis the general dinim given to the Jewish people. Are only the general dinim given to the Jewish people. And not dinim that don't come mitzad etzim shem Yisrael. But there's a kamash malan Rambam shein okay. So you would think that since it doesn't come to Mishem Yisrael, the general Shem Yisrael, and that these dinim, meaning our din of Klala, doesn't come inside the general Shem Yisrael, but rather Ben Klapei Aviv, Memele, you don't need a Beis Din. You don't need Edim and Asroi. L'zeh kamash malan haRambam shein okay, and that's why the Rambam tells it's not true. It's all Medina Yisrael. So, Omeila sheino chayav elek chiyuvei Yisrael shein be'edim v'asroi. The Rambam is telling us it's not true. It all comes Medina Yisrael, and therefore the person is only chayav kichiyuvei Yisrael be'edim v'asroi. But that's the Havin. That's why the Rambam has disabuses from this notion, since this is categorized as a different type of iser, not klapei shem Yisrael b'chlal, klapei ben. But Ben Klapei Aviv Bifrat, the person who's getting this onesh gets this ashara, meaning the Ben Klapei Aviv, Memela, you're not going to require Edim and Hasra, Kamash Mel Rambam, no, you need Edim and Hasra. Kamosha Madgish HaRambam, Shetzich Edim and Hasra, Kishar Kol Chiyuvei Misais. The Rambam says, you need Edim and Hasra, Kishar Kol Chiyuvei Misais, basically. Now it's Altot Siad Zemen HaKlal. It's a Chelek Me HaKlal. It's a Kichiyuvei Yisrael HaRegilim. ואינו שלגבי זה אינם שונים משאר חיובי מיתות ישראל. ולכן באי גם בהו עדים והתראה. אבל כמה שמלן באי לזה. אבל שביל זה צריך כמה שמלן. You would know that otherwise. So we still have more to say to expand upon this idea. But that is בבחינת עוד חזון למויד. רבוי said, what can I tell you? יש פה מבול נעים, מבול של תורה... שהיא מתוקה מדבש ונופת סופים. אבל על כל פנים זכינו לתרץ את הקושיה להסביר את הרמב״ם שהעמדנו בו קושי בשיעור הראשון, אז כן זכינו לענות על הקושיה. אז מבואר גם כן מה דבאי כמה שמלן לפתור קטן. גם כן הקשינו שלמה צריך לפתור קטן, מה הרמב״ם כותב? והוא שיהיו גדולים שהגיעו לכלל העונשים. Oh, you need גדולים. Of course you need גדולים. Why would a cotton be potter? Why would a cotton be chayev? Of course you need גדולים. ובועל גם כן מהדבי כמה שאין לפתור קטן. המקום הקהל תביא ותימו, מכיוון שביין שהאזהרה אינה על כל איש ישראל, אלא רק על שם בן או שם בת, שאלו הם שנאמרו בהצהרה שבעונש, סלקא דיתוך, דדיני גדלוס לאין שנאמרו בדינם שמחמס ישראל, אבל כל שמצד שם בן אביו, סלקא דיתוך שאין צורך גדריון שם די ישראל על בני נוח, ובני נוח לעניין גדלוס לאין שם ידוע מה שכתבו האחרונים, שכל שיש לו דעס נהרג, אף הפי שלא הגיע לגדלוס. So, why do you need a special chiddush to tell you that a katan is pater if he curses his father or his mother? Since we learn that the azhara is only on an is not on a kol ish Yisrael, it's only on the shem ben or vaiter. We have a ribui also for the shem bas. They were said in the azhara. They were said in the onesh. So you might think that the dinei gadlus of onshim were said in dinim that are because of the shem Yisrael, because he's a Jew. But if it's mitzad l'shem ben, he'd be chayiv. Even if he's not a gadol, you don't need gidrei onshin di Yisrael. It's enough to have a gidrei onshin shel b'nei Noach, and he's chayiv al tz ben Noach. And what is a ben Noach? This we discussed a lot. One of my favorite topics. What's pshat a katan by a ben Noach? If he has das, he's not a katan. As you can have a ben Noach who's 8 years old and he's a gadol because he has das. He could be 28 years old and not have das. And then he's not a gadol. It all depends on his das. It all depends on his level of das. Chasim Sofi, Yeridash, and Yitzayin. Explaining the Rambam, Malachim 10:2, ve'oid, 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 noch, and noch, and noch, and noch. We've discussed this a lot in our shiurim, b'siyata d'shmayin. You don't have to come to our shiurim. It's in many, many sfarim. Akoponim says, since we're dealing here with the case of not Mishem Yisrael, so Memeila would be like Bnei Noach. It all depends on das and not on age. Ve'al zeh kamash milan ha-Rambam, bechlal ha-kamash milan de ba-yedim va-asroi, she'af ha-pisha ha-zaros ha-mitor ha-zbenu, mikol mokom chiyuv av kulam migidrei chiyuv v'yisrael ha-im. V'chein ha-chai v'ad she'agir lechlal o'in she'in. And that's why the Rambam has to tell us a chiddush that included in this kamash milan, included in this new novel lesson, that you require edim and ha-asroi, you require witnesses in mourning, even though the Azhar is not Mitaris Yisrael, it's Mitaris Ben, it comes because he's a son of his father, not because he's Israel, but because he's a Ben Befrat, so Kamash Malan, that his Chiyuvim are Begidre Yisrael, and therefore Katan would be Pater. And Mir Tashem, we have to still more to expand upon this, and you can also understand what we see in the Rambam, that we need a special Kamash Malan for Tumtum and Androgynous. And it's not enough to have a ribui of a bas in order to be mechayiv. In other words, if a bas is also chayiv, so what's the problem to an androgynous? Mamanavshach, the chayiv mitzad ben, the chayiv mitzad bas. Whether it's a male or a female, it doesn't matter the tumtum and androgynous. They're going to be chayiv either way. So why do we need a special ribui, a special chiddush of tumtum and androgynous after we know there's a ribui that a bas is also chayiv? Because if it was a chayiv mitzad kol Yisrael, so, umnam tzarich shem av kedei letchayev alav. Aber kol shehu av sagi b'hari, if it was a chayev mekol Yisrael, so as long as you have a father, so that's enough to be chayev. But the azhar is in the onesh, and the onesh was said b'loshen zachar. It was said to the son, it was said ish, which is a zachar. So therefore, you need dafka ben, you need a shem ben. And after we have a ribui of a bas, there's a ribui of a shem bas. So it's either a shem ben or a shem bas. Parenthetically, with this we can answer the kash of the Rishonim that we spoke about in the previous year. Why do you need a ribui by isha? Typically, that Kihokshisha Isha Lakolan Shin Shabbatoris, here also we include a woman. So we can say that this Hekesh is only Klapi Nidon of Isha as a female and not as a male. But here the Mechayiv is in the Shem Ben. And Shem Ben and Shem Bas. And Bas is different Shem than a Shem Ben. Shem Bas for Shem Ben Bas Dover Achirhu. In other words, Enechinami, male and female are equated, but son and daughter are not equated. That's why I need a special ribui for the daughter, because son and daughter are not equated. There's even seen male and female and son and daughter. So here it's mitzvah of the son and daughter. So that's why I need a special review. In the huksha, you equate a woman to a man, but not a son to a daughter to a son. And therefore you need a special chiddush here, that even the daughter is chayv, like you see Yerusha. That in Yerusha, it's not pshat that the male precedes the female, but that the son precedes the daughter. And their raya is v'en kamakomo, says Moreno Rabbeinu. And therefore you need a special pasuk to say that the chiyuv even though there's only a Shem Ben, you also and not Bas, still you have a Chiv on the Banos also. Agapana, back to what we're saying about the Tumtum and Androgynous, since there's only a Riboy Mitzad Ish, Mitzad Ben, and now also Mitzad Bas, Meli Yeshlaim and the Sakadai to Chlifter by Tumtum and Androgynous. Therefore, you're going to part of the Tumtum and Androgynous because Bas is a Shem Acher Mi Ben, and a Ben is a Shem Acher Mi Bas. So, who are Din? A Matzias of Suffolk. So, that's a Shem Acher. Tumtum and Androgynous is a Shem Acher. Even though the Gabi Yerusha, they definitely get at least what the Bas gets. But Akopanim, for our Inyanim, for our case over here, you need a special ribui of Ish Ish to say not only is it going to be we have a special ribui in the Pasuk from the Gemara, and that the Rambam paskins Ish Ish is the Rabbis not only a Bas, it's also the Rabbis Kim Madrogonus. Sanhedrin Samach Vav. So you need a special ribui by Tumtum and Androgynous, because otherwise you would say it's only on the Shem Ben and the Shem Bas. And Sveikas of Tumtum and Androgynous have a different din. So Kamash Blan, you need the special Chiddush of Tumtum and Androgynous. But again, that's only because it wasn't said to the general Shem Yisrael, which includes males and females. Not about male and females, about son and daughter. Special Shem Ben and Shem Bas. Tumtum and Androgynous are Jewish, so it would apply to them. If it was talking about the general Shem Yisrael, males and females, but it's talking about the Shem Ben and the Shem Bas, so they need a special Kamash Malan about Tumtum and Androgynous. And when it comes to stealing, that were the rabbi's Bas, there, right, that it's the rabbi's Isha, that Goynei Visha Macharo is also referring to an Isha, like we spoke about in the previous year. And not only an Ish, so there we don't need a Ribui of Tumtum and Androgynous, because there it's talking about the Shem male and female. So the male of Tumtum and Androgynous are included. But it's only here that it's because there's a Shem Ben and the Shem Bas, you would exclude Tumtum and Androgynous, come on Tumtum and Androgynous as well. So here we have it, sweet friends. Very, very beautiful. Why you need Edom, Achidosh of Edom and Asura? Why you need Achidosh of Kod? Why the Achidosh of Androgynous? And the reason is because it's talking to a specific. It's talking about only this person who gets the onus, this specific Ben, a Ben, and not a general Jew. And Mimela, you would think that Yeron Edom and Asura doesn't have the regular rules that apply to a Jew. And you would think that even a Kod would be Chayiv, because it has like a din of B'nai Noach, that even Kodesh Chai, as long as he is Das, and it does not include in the regular laws pertaining to Jews B'chlal, and you would think Tumtum and Androgynous are Potter, even though it says Ben and Bas, but that's not enough, because maybe it's specifically Shem Ben and Bas, and not Tumtum and Androgynous, Kamashani the Chiddush, or Tumtum and Androgynous. Kamashani the Chiddush, that a Kodesh is nevertheless Potter. You think that a Kodesh is Chayiv like B'nai Noach? No, Kodesh is Potter. And you do need Edom and Asura. Meirai v'rabesai b'siyata d'shmaya anachnu zechino l'sayem et ha'shir ha'mishi b'mispar v'yesh lanu od harbe harbe ma l'daber. Az ana hisharu imanu v'nirei hemshech nifloot mitorat Hashem Yitbarach. Toda rabba rabba al ha'azana. Nikave she'azana hita ha'ariva alechem kamo shemisirat ha'shir ha'ita ha'ariva elai shalom shalom.